The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The world's premier terrorist is dead. Over the weekend, the United States Special Ops, we do not know the branch of the service, but Special Ops from the U.S. government, the U.S. military, found Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and, well, they didn't kill him, he killed himself. According to the reports coming out, he was wearing a suicide vest. He had three small children with him. And when U.S. personnel chased him into a dead-end tunnel, he detonated the vest, killed himself, and the three children that were with him. Other terrorists were killed in the raid as well, and this was in northern Syria. Behind Osama bin Laden, this was the premier terrorist in the world, the premier enemy of America. America has had a bounty out on his head for a long, long, long time. American intelligence forces have been looking for him diligently for years. So this is a huge victory for American forces. It's a huge victory for Donald Trump. It is. And if you will remember when Osama bin Laden was killed, Barack Obama was president. And I made no secret of the fact I was not a fan of Barack Obama's policies. There was very little that he did as president that I agreed with. I think he did horrible damage to America in his 8 years as president. But if you are a longtime listener, you will remember I praised him and his leadership and the military's leadership under him. I congratulated him. I congratulated the administration, and that's the way it should be. And as I said a little bit ago, I think at the teaser to the beginning of the program, take a look at the comments from politicians in the U.S., and you can tell very quickly whether they love America or their own party and the power in their party more. Here are some interesting quotes from different individuals. First, Joe Biden, former vice president and a Democratic presidential nominee. His response, and I quote, "We cannot afford to get distracted or take our eyes off the target. ISIS, Islamic State, remains a threat to the American people and our allies, and we must keep up the pressure to prevent ISIS from ever regrouping or again threatening the United States." Mr. Biden, where is the congratulations to the U.S. military? Where is the congratulations to Donald Trump? As you expected when you were vice president and Barack Obama was president when Osama bin Laden. No. We cannot afford to get distracted. Really? Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said this, quote, "What the president said today was very reassuring to me that when it comes to ISIS and other terrorist groups, we're coming after you wherever you go as long as it takes to protect our country and our way of life." Okay. All right. Nancy Pelosi. Here's her statement that she released today. "The death of al-Baghdadi is significant." What? the number one terrorist in the world, and it's significant. But listen to this. The death of al-Baghdadi is significant, but in her statement, she gets out 6 words before but. But the death of this ISIS leader does not mean the death of ISIS. Scores of ISIS fighters remain under certain conditions in Syrian prisons. Countless others in the region and around the world remain intent on spreading their influence and committing acts of terror. Yeah, it's significant. But, and by the way, Nancy Pelosi is, and Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, Democratic leaders are furious that the president did not inform them of the operation. Now, honest question, whether Republican, Democrat, Independent, honest question, with the leaks that we have seen out of Democratic leaders, all of these closed doors, top secret meetings about impeachment, have you noticed every single witness that has testified in this whole impeachment inquiry within minutes after the testimony leaks? Here's what they said. This was devastating. Remember that? I've forgotten who it was, but all of the news, major news sources were saying the testimony was devastating to the president. Excuse me? It was in a secret chamber in the basement? The Democrats are known for their leaks. If I was the president of the United States, there is no way something this sensitive I would have told any of the Democrats. An Iraqi government statement from the Iraqi government. Following extensive work by a dedicated team for over a year, Iraq's National Intelligence Service was able to accurately pinpoint the hideout of the terrorist Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in the Syrian province of Idlib. Subsequently, U.S. forces in coordination with Iraq's National Intelligence Service carried out an operation which led to the elimination of the terrorists. Good. Good. Russia congratulated us and then immediately questioned, we don't have proof that he's actually dead. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, al-Baghdadi's death is a hard blow against Islamic State, but it is just a stage with our partners in the international coalition. The fight continues to finally defeat this terrorist organization. It is our priority in the Middle East. Kind of, sort of, congratulations. Kind of. And then Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Great Britain. The death of Baghdadi is an important moment in our fight against terror, but the battle against the evil of ISIS is not over yet. We will work with our coalition partners to bring an end to the murderous, barbaric activities once and for all. Then we've got Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I would like to congratulate President Trump on the impressive achievement that led to the assassination of the head of the Islamic State, al-Baghdadi. This reflects our shared determination of the United States of America and of all free countries to fight terror organizations and terrorist states. This achievement is an important milestone, but the campaign is still ahead of us. So those are some responses from American politicians and world leaders. It is a significant accomplishment for the Trump administration. And if you will go back, and I challenge you to do this, when Osama bin Laden was killed under the Obama administration, I challenge you to go back and read the statements from Republican leaders congratulating Obama. Yeah, read them. And then contrast those with statements made by Democratic leaders today. It's startling.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It amazes me that the Washington Post stays in business. You know, I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious. I think it is amazing that they have any readership whatsoever. They have lost all credibility. I have told you often, I get breaking news alerts from the Washington Post two or three times a day in my inbox, in email. And I would say 8 out of 10 of the breaking news posts from the Washington Post is some ludicrous, silly thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump belched at dinner last night. Staffers were horrified at his behavior. Just, it's ludicrous things. And breaking news, there should be a Washington Post should have a separate category. Breaking opinions. Because almost all of their breaking news is not news. It's an opinion about something. And it's always something negative about Trump. Well, they outdid themselves with this al-Baghdadi killing in northern Syria. The Washington Post, when they first broke the story, it said, let me read it. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Islamic State's terrorist-in-chief, dies at 48. That was the original headline on the Washington Post when they got news that al-Baghdadi had been killed. Now, it gets worse because they change it. But even if that was it, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, Islamic State's terrorist-in-chief, dies at 48. How did he die? Choked on a chicken nugget from McDonald's? Tripped over a roller skate in his driveway and hit his head? What do you mean he dies? He was killed by American troops. So that was the original headline from the Washington Post. Well, evidently, someone on their editorial board thought that was too judgmental. So you ready for this? They changed the headline at the Washington Post to this. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at the helm of the Islamic State, dies at 48. Intentional pause if you haven't heard this. They changed the headline from Islamic State's terrorist-in-chief dies at 48. Nothing about the American military, a great campaign, a great achievement. He dies. He dies. But they changed it. And hey, at a major newspaper, in the Washington Post is still a major newspaper, you don't change a headline without a great deal of thought, a great deal of discussion. It is not just one person that's involved. It would be several people in the editorial board involved before they would ever make a change to the headline. And evidently somebody complained. Well, that sounds pretty stark. That's pretty severe. So they changed the headline. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at the helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. Well, it caused outrage and lampooning. If you want to see some of they're hysterical. The headlines that people are putting on Facebook and on Twitter about, you know, Al Capone, community organizer, dies at so-and-so. I saw one just a minute ago. Let me see if I can still pull it up, if it's still there. I don't know. No, it's gone. It was Jeffrey Dahmer, local something, fascinated with local meats. He was a cannibal. Dies at age whatever. So anyway, it turned into a huge joke for the Washington Post. And so they issued an apology. And they changed the headline for the third time. And here is the final headline from yesterday's Washington Post. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, extremist leader of Islamic State, dies at 48. Christine Karate Kelly, one of the editors at the Washington Post, released this tweet at 2:26 p.m. yesterday. Regarding our al-Baghdadi obituary, the headline should never have read that way, and we changed it quickly. Why did they change it? Unbelievable. Just, it's incredible. Now, this is not being reported heavily in the mainstream media, but this is really cool. President Trump named, you know, all of these operations have a name. Remember Desert Storm, something Freedom. All of these operations have a name. The military always gives us a name. Donald Trump gave this the Kayla Mueller, not invasion, operation, the Kayla Mueller operation. Now, who was Kayla Mueller? If you will remember, Kayla Mueller was a, quote, humanitarian from Arizona. And it's a tragic story because the poor girl did not understand worldview. She honestly didn't think that terrorists were really that bad. They just need love and compassion and understanding. That's all they need. And so she went over to the Middle East hoping that she could just talk nice to the terrorists. Well, she was kidnapped, held in solitary confinement, brutally tortured and raped by al-Baghdadi. And we know that for sure. We know that as a fact. And then she was killed, and her body was never recovered. But she was captured, kidnapped, tortured, and raped by this terrorist who was just killed by U.S. forces. And President Trump named the operation after her. I think that's a classy move, and her parents expressed their deep, deep gratitude to the U.S. military and to President Trump himself for honoring their daughter's memory and bringing some kind of justice to her memory. But as I said, you're probably not going to hear much about that in the mainstream media because it makes Donald Trump look human, compassionate, caring. And of course, the mainstream media cannot allow that. But you need to know that. All right, quick break. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. We will return.